Chapter 20, 15 Years at Death's Door. Shabir Sheikh shook his head. "Boom, boom, boom," he told a reporter. "I can't believe it." It was 6 November 2006, and the Supreme Court of Appeal had just dismissed his appeal against his corruption and fraud convictions. His luck had run out. 3 days later, he began serving a 15-year stretch behind bars. However, it wasn't long before Sheikh's fortune turned, and he started losing his eyesight, suffered a stroke, was diagnosed with life-threatening organ failure due to malignant hypertension, and reached the final phase of a terminal disease. Just 2 and a bit years after knocking at the door of Westville Prison in Durban, Sheikh was knock-knock-knocking on heaven's door. The parole board decided that even if he didn't have a dignified life, he should at least be allowed a dignified death. So on 3rd March 2009, an ambulance stopped outside his home in Musgrave, a suburb of Durban with majestic sea views, and Sheikh slithered out. He had spent most of his jail time in St. Augustine's private hospital and in Nkosi Albert Luthuli State Hospital. People think Sheikh had it easy in hospital, but it was a bitter pill. I mean, there were at least 2 patients to 1 TV remote. Sheikh had been Jacob Zuma's financial advisor. And by advisor, I mean ATM. He paid for the former president's clothes, his children's school fees, gave him 700 rand in a brown bag at the airport from his company's petty cash, and bailed him out when creditors came calling. And what did he get in return? Prison, that's what. Zuma didn't even name one of his children after his comrade-in-arms deal. There were no strings attached to Sheikh's largesse. At least, that's what he told the court. But Judge Hilary Squires disagreed and found his evidence less than impressive. Sheikh, he ruled, had been buying Zuma's influence to sell on to arms dealers, and he must go to the slammer. Fortunately, an incurable ailment came along in the nick of time. And with the clock of terminal illness ticking, Sheikh began to live out his final days in Durban. As days turned into weeks and the Grim Reaper failed to clip Sheikh's one-way ferry ticket across the River Styx, news spread of the businessman's remarkable recovery. People came from all over the country to get a glimpse of this modern-day Sisyphus and for a chance to be in the presence of this extraordinary medical miracle. Just like the king from Greek mythology, Sheikh had managed, with cigar in hand, to LOL in the face of terminal illness and slip the bonds of death. Fans and news hounds stalked him on the beaches, they stalked him on the golf courses, and they stalked him at Nando's. It wasn't only Sheikh spotting that became all the rage. Sheikh became all the rage, too. He was accused of punching a man outside a mosque, assaulting a caddy, throttling and slapping a reporter, and threatening to kick another reporter in his puss. After coming out of the big house, he found that 18 holes was the best way to shake off those jailhouse blues. Maybe his doctor told him he needed more greens. While Sheikh was putting for birdies, Jackie Celebi, the former National Commissioner of Police and President of Interpol, became a jail birdie. He was convicted of corruption and handed a 15-year sentence. And as the saying goes, if you can't do the time, get medical parole. So after just 229 days in prison, with a terminal illness diagnosis to his name, Celebi came home. Shortly after his release, he was photographed shopping, seemingly healthy, which prompted questions about whether his recovery was as miraculous as Sheikh's. But it was not to be. 2.5 years after Celebi shuffled out of prison, he shuffled off this mortal coil. Sheikh, however, has continued to surpass all expectations in his daily tango with terminal illness. Scientists at Aarhus University in Denmark examined how long patients with terminal illness lived after they were diagnosed. Of the 11,062 people in the study, the average survival time after diagnosis was 55 days. The research also found that patients with a non-cancer terminal illness, which is the diagnosis for Sheikh, lived for just 17 days. Shabir Sheikh has spent 15 years at death's door. When it comes to living with a terminal illness, Sheikh is an outlier. Or maybe he's just an outright liar. The Zuma Shakedown. In Shabir Sheikh's fraud and corruption trial, Judge Hilary Squires said the evidence showed that Sheikh readily asked Jacob Zuma for help, and Zuma readily provided it. The judge found that while Sheikh paid Zuma's debts, Zuma could never pay back the money, a phrase that would later become the EFF's political calling card. The clear inference to be drawn was that Sheikh had paid money to Zuma to achieve some business-related benefit. Sheikh solicited a bribe of 500,000 rand a year for Zuma from Thompson CSF in return for protection against investigation into alleged corruption on the part of Thompson and its role in the arms deal. The smoking gun in the case was an encrypted fax from the CEO of Thompson's SA subsidiary, Tint, confirming the bribe. While Zuma has continued to dodge arms deal justice, see chapter 24, when he found himself behind bars, he played the medical parole card himself.